So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, always having fun and making a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Plant-Based Fitness Secrets Podcast. Today, we're talking about meal prep and we're talking about 15-minute meal prep. So if you are a busy professional or you have a busy life in general and you find yourself being stuck with your fitness goals, your health goals on a plant-based diet, and you know that it's about your meal prep, you know it's about you ordering takeout food, snacking, eating leftovers. I know a lot of you are struggling with that because I'm talking to a lot of you and it's something that I continuously observe and it's a struggle that I do understand. Nowadays, life gets busier and busier with so many things, so many responsibilities going on. Obviously, if we look closely, we all know we all have the time if we want to make it. But I do recognize as well, we don't really want to spend hours and hours cooking, and I'm in the same boat. So I can totally relate, and I personally like cooking, but recently over the past few years, it's just been, slipping a bit in priority. I think it's going to come back at some point. I think cooking itself is a very meditative experience, and I think probably very good for our mental health and presence in life. But sometimes in life, we just don't have the time or we don't want to make the time. There's other things in our mind, and that's fine too, right? Life comes in seasons, so I totally get that. And I do want to challenge just how far can we push it. I was thinking, recording this podcast and also diving into our new version of our program for our members, which I'm currently creating as well, how can I push the limits of what's possible? And I always want to think, what is the least amount of time you can spend on this transformation? What is the fastest way to get you to a transformation? And really push the envelope on what's truly possible. So I was thinking, can you do meal prep in 5 minutes a day? Is that possible? Can you only spend 5 minutes a day on meal prep to get fitness results? The answer is no. Of course, you can stick with soy yogurt and protein powders, but we all know at that point, you're just gonna struggle with your health. That's not possible. 10 minutes could be possible. Again, more sticking to oatmeal, protein shakes, and all that. Probably not the best idea either. 15 minutes though, here's what I want to propose. So it's really simple. If you only want to spend 15 minutes a day on meal prep or on cooking your food, basically, and that's all it is, the number one way to do that is to do what I call a double dinner prep. So you got to cook once a day, and that's for dinner, and you got to make a meal that takes only 15 minutes to make, maybe 10 minutes to make. So there's only a few options here, and the options are any meal with pasta, rice, quinoa. Because those, when cooked, usually take 10-ish minutes to make, and they are basically the main carb source. And while these are cooking, while you're cooking the pasta, while you're cooking the rice, you bought yourself 10 minutes of doing something else. And you can use that time to take out the frozen vegetables. So it can be a frozen vegetable mix like broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, like a vegetable mix, whatever suits you. You can take out the spinach. You can take out the fresh broccoli, whatever it might be. But the frozen one will probably work best here. And again, you can pre-prep that by defrosting it maybe a couple days in advance. But if you don't have that time, then you can just put it into a bowl with some water and put it into a microwave and defrost it there. I know you guys are going to scream, microwave, isn't that going to destroy all the nutrients? That's debunked. That's not true. I don't have to worry about that. But you do want to make sure you don't put too much water because the nutrients are going to get absorbed into that water as well. So that water, you don't want to throw away. You want to make sure you keep that or you drink that once the veggies are defrosted. So while the pasta's cooking and the veggies are defrosting, it gives you another period of time where you can cook your protein source. So For most of you, it's probably going to be tofu, tempeh, or seitan. All of these come pre-packaged. You can buy them in a store, and you can just put them in the frying pan with some oil and some spices. And that will take roughly also 10 minutes, just like the rest. So with everything coming together, you're probably going to spend 10 to 12 minutes on this dinner, and it's going to be done. You're going to take out the rice, you're going to take out the pasta, mix it all together, put up some tomato sauce on top. And if you want to add a fat source, you can drizzle some tahini, you can drizzle some nut butter, whatever it might be, olive oil, maybe. Obviously, this is a very simple meal, like super, super simple. But if you want to really maximize your time and you are really busy, and also this podcast, again, is just about to show you that life is about finding solutions. Life is about being resourceful and just seeing the positive. Like, this is a fun challenge to have. So this is my idea for the dinner. Again, you can mix it up with rice, pasta, different vegetables, different protein sources. Hey, real quick, guys. As you know, I don't do any ads or sponsorships on here. So the only ask that I can ever have of you guys is that you help me spread the word so we can help more people get healthy, improve their body, and get results, and also help their families and their friends. And the only way we do that is if you rate, review, and share the podcast. So the single thing that I ask you to do, if you enjoy the podcast, to leave a review. Takes you 10 seconds with a click of your thumb, and it would mean the world to me. And most importantly, it might encourage someone else to improve their health as well. Different protein sources. Maybe you use some fake meat, right? Maybe you create a plant-based burger with some fake meat and some burger patties, but that's not as healthy, obviously. So those would be the main base ingredients. You need vegetables, you need a carb source, you need a protein source, and some fats on top as well. So that is done in 10 to 12 minutes. And double dinner means you prep twice the amount. So all you gotta do is just double the carbs, double the proteins, double the fats. And once you mix it all together, you just divide it up. You have one half for dinner that day, and then you already have lunch the next day ready. You don't have to do anything for that. And it's gonna be pretty fresh, because the only problem with meal prep 1 week in advance is that food gets, just stale and won't taste as great over time. So what about the rest, Fritz? I mean, this is only dinner. What am I going to do about the rest? Again, lunch is taken care of, right? Because lunch is basically the other half of dinner the next day. So lunch and dinner are taken care of. So the only thing you got to now take care of is literally breakfast, if you have it. And for breakfast, again, you have 3 to 5 minutes time. What can you do in 3 to 5 minutes? Probably oatmeal with some protein powder, some fruit, and some peanut butter on top. So putting the oatmeal with some plant milk or some water into the microwave, adding the protein powder in there as well afterwards, and then adding the fruit on top, can be frozen fruit as well, and the peanut butter. It takes you 3 to 5 minutes max. You can also have soy yogurt with protein powder and fruit. You can have a smoothie. You can do in 3 to 5 minutes if you have a smoothie maker. Big fan of that as well. But you definitely want to have fruit, a bit of a carb source like oats, protein powder. You can have some fats in there, but maybe not. Depends on your diet, and that way it's very nutrient dense. Also for breakfast, right? So that's for breakfast, and that way you have dinner. Same meal for lunch the next day, plus the breakfast. And then obviously you need to cook a new dinner. So either you do the same recipe as before, you switch up the dinner recipe, whatever floats your boat. There's also not a snack in between, which I would recommend to have if you are someone who wants to really tone up and build muscle mass as well, depending on your stature, depending on how many calories you need. But having an afternoon snack will help with dinner cravings. But you don't need to cook for that. You can just have a protein shake with some fruit and some nuts, for example. You can have some rice crackers with hummus and protein shake, whatever floats your boat there. So long story short, this is max 15 minutes, and it's really possible, right? I would even, funnily enough, challenge you to maybe do a timer. I might do a YouTube video on this, actually, to do it myself. But it's really about maximizing your time and just thinking about solutions, and then anything can work. I know that if you want it, you'll make it happen. But I do want you to know that you don't need to be this crazy chef that spends hours and hours in the kitchen. I'm definitely not. So you don't have to be that either. And 15 minutes is all it takes for you to lean out, get stronger, finally have more energy, right? Finally get off the medication if you take any, lower your blood pressure, improve your cholesterol. Because if you do this meal prep the plant-based way, like you probably know, it's going to make weight management easier. It's going to make your skin glow. It's going to make you have better digestion if you do it the right way. A lot of people that are not plant-based don't realize our big advantage, which is building our gut flora, right? Which you can't really see. The only thing you can see, obviously, is the six-pack and the chest and the back. These things are superficial, and it's important too, right? We want to look good, but what a lot of people don't see is the inner parts of your body, your gut flora, your gut health, and all these carnivores eating just like raw steak and raw testicles and all these things with no fiber and no phytonutrients, then also no anti-nutrients. Their gut flora is messed up and they get sick more often. They're going to have brain fog. They're going to have more sickness later down the road in life. And the gut is like the most important systems in our body, which is in the center of our body and super important for everything. So you guys are doing great by eating plant-based, but get your priorities right. Spend some time cooking. You only need 15 minutes if you want to, and you'll be successful. So if this is a bit overwhelming to you and you don't know where to go or how to get help on this, I have a vegan program. So if you are plant-based or plant curious and you want help in your transformation to do it the plant-based way, where you can lose weight, get off the medication, feel healthier, avoid disease and become your best self, then you can click the link in the description or go to talktofritz.com to book a call with me to talk about your situation and see if coaching is the right fit. Thanks so much for your attention and giving me your time. If you enjoy this episode and podcast, then subscribe to it. There's new episodes every week and we've been going strong. We're coming up to episode 400. So I'm excited to dive into that next level, into that next milestone of the podcast. So thanks for listening and supporting. Talk very soon. Peace out.